Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. And we're taking your calls right now on your summer projects, practical or creative, indoors and outdoors. What are you building or making this summer? Call in now and tell us how it's going. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. On our Facebook page, Susan wrote, "I'm sanding and refinishing my stairway." Sadly, this was also my spring project. I know how that goes, particularly when it comes to sanding. But give us a call. Let us know how it's going in your project that you're making or building this summer. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Anna in Westfield, New Jersey. Hi, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
And
thank
you for doing this. Of course. Fun. What are you making this summer?
Well, this summer I'm working. This is the second or third summer in a row. I was asked by an organization. I do a lot of horticulture projects, and I was asked by an organization to think about sending a project, a mailable project, to kids that are attending summer camps. These are kids that are undergoing or have undergone cancer treatment. And, you know, the organization thought that having something of nature would be a nice enhancement to the summer activities. So I did come up with a mailable terrarium. And we've been very successful. We send about 200 or 250 a year, a summer, to camps all over the country.
That's neat. So
and
you're sending care packages to kids with terrariums inside.
I guess it's a care package, but it's a terrarium kit complete with plants to put together and assemble and to take home at the end of the week that these kids, you know, when they attend the camps.
Well, that's a wonderful summer project. Thanks so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Sophie in Brooklyn, what are you building this summer?
I am building my live workspace.
Oh, how's that going?
Well, slowly. It began with a renting machine for buffing glue off a concrete floor, and followed by lots of squeegeeing of sludge, lots of vacuuming. And many things are yet to be done. Some walls are going up right now. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to all my artist friends who are missing me at their openings and letting them know that I'm completely immersed in a massive construction project.
And when you say building your live workspace, what is the former space and what are you hoping to transform it into?
It was an office previously. It's the second floor of a building, and it is now turning into an art studio.
All right. Well, best of luck and keep that, well ventilated as you're dealing with that buffing the glue off the floor.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Rosemary in Breezy Point, what are you working on this summer?
Well, last year, an anonymous donor gave us $25,000 to restore landscaping. I live in Breezy Point where a lot of homes were destroyed by fire and flood by Sandy almost 2 years ago. And one of the big casualties was landscaping around our little local parish church and parking lot. And actually, it wasn't that great before Sandy, but anyway, a donor and gave us a bunch of money to landscape it, basically. And we had hundreds of hours of volunteer service by a young adult group in Manhattan, Frassati Fellowship. And so my mission this summer is to keep it alive. It looked beautiful last July, August, September. It really survived the winter well. But this is turning out to be a tough time. There are tons of weeds. It needs a lot of water. So I'm trying to do some emergency weeding and watering and also looking for people to help. Anybody wants to come over to St. Edmunds. That's my summer project.
Great. Well, help Rosemary weed over on Breezy Point at St. Edmunds. Thanks for your call. And so glad to see you're putting that money actually into the ground.
It's very
cool to hear. Jim in Sullivan County, New York, what are you up to this summer?
Yeah, I've finally managed to put together all the pieces that goes into the aerobic digesters where you put all your manure. From my small farm, I take cow dung and goat leftovers and chicken poop and all the household garbage that can go in, and that's firing up my AC 24/7. and some of the extra power I generate goes back to the grid. So now I'm expanding it along with my other neighbors who are finding it very useful. It's a very simple $100 tool that you get it from any do-it-yourself Home Depot website, and you can set up, everybody can do this, and, you know, we can cut down our utility bills by at least 50%.
So you're making energy from manure? That's what you're up to this summer?
Yeah, manure and household garbage.
That's so cool.
You guys can do it with your household garbage, but I have extra manure, so I can use it, you know, to fire up my appliances and everything else for 24/7.
And I understand you're new to farming, somewhat new to farming?
Yeah, I'm into farming 1 year, and I'm getting more and more cows, and they generate a lot of manure, and I'm just going to expand on the digesters, and it produces a lot of methane, especially it's very useful in the winter, and my cow sheds are now heated up, and that's a big thing. So now my cows are very comfortable and they give more milk in the winter.
That's wonderful, Jim. It's hard to figure out how to be a farmer and that you're adding this utility bill decreasing mechanism to it on top of everything.
Yeah, the carbon emission gets decreased and everybody follows this. All you have to do is go on YouTube, do it yourself, aerobic digesters. And, you know, if 50% of Americans do this, we can cut our emission by 75%.
Thanks for your call, Jim. Hildegard in Far Hills, New Jersey, you have an indoor challenge this summer, huh?
I do. I at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, especially on sunny days, I start encouraging my son to work on creative writing and prepare for that horrible task of getting ready for college essays, applications.
That seems like a very difficult summer project, I would say.
It is. But I have to give some credit out to your wonderful radio station. He has a job in the morning where he's working and listening to your radio station. So every afternoon we pick one of those topics and we do a short little essay on what he's heard on WNYC. So
that's awesome, Hildegard. And what's your son's name?
His name is Piers.
Okay, Piers, keep us updated on what you're writing about. This is very important. We want to know what hits you as you listen in the mornings. Thanks for your call, Hildegard.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. And Julie in Brooklyn, what are you working on this summer?
Well, I have two projects. One is I'm making a big mosaic in our backyard on a retaining wall that's just cinder block now that we had built last year, and we've been meaning to mosaic it all year. And I'm finally getting to that because I've worked on a couple of playgrounds in Brooklyn and made art for them, and I thought we should really do this for our own home. And then I'm also working on tapestries that are going to be, it's a new body of work for me that are, they're sewn and they're not really woven, they're sewn and quilted with toys and other found objects coming into them. They're three-dimensional, but they still hang on the wall.
Julie, thanks for your call and good luck with those projects this summer. Robert in Bedford, New York, what are you doing this summer?
This summer I am trying to get our first Team Daniel Running for Recovery from Mental Illness 5K race walk going. And, of course, we're doing it in the middle of the summer. So, you know.
When people love to run outside.
It's a tough go. But, you know, we're starting to get some people interested in the community. And we're very easy to find on active.com. And we're running for some really good charities. We're running for NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness, Brain and Behavior Research Foundation, and the Mental Health Association of Westchester. But I'll tell you, so many people away. There are so many people away now. So we're trying to get people there.
Well, Robert, this is close to my heart. I'm trying to build my aerobic capacity this summer for a race later in the fall, and it's hard work getting out and running in this hot weather. What is the date of your race, and where is it?
It's July 19th. And it's at Purchase, New York. And as I said, you can sign up on active.com. And all you have to do is type in Team Daniel. All the Taconic Roadrunners, you can go to that site. And there's a link there. That's my crazy other road runners. We were out in the mornings running it in the 80s, and I hope to have some of them come down also.
Okay, check it out, you runners. Head up to Purchase New York.
In walkers,
and come for this first 5K. Thanks so much, Robert. And
thank you.
All of you makers and builders this summer, best of luck to you. We will probably check in with you again later in the summer to hear how your projects turned out.